Welcome to the Balanced Wellness Solutions Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Courtney Ciccoletti, your pharmacist turned functional medicine practitioner and integrative nutrition health coach. I'm on a mission to help others find alternative solutions to the chronic issues that far too often consume our lives. Balance is an individual journey that looks different for everyone. So on this show, I sit down with other leaders in the wellness space to discuss ways you can achieve it. We tackle topics like recovering from chronic illness, developing habits to improve mental health, and even how natural remedies like CBD can help aid in the healing process. It's time to find a solution to balance your wellness. Welcome back, everyone. Today, I am with Nick Franson, a licensed acupuncturist and functional medicine specialist. He is the U.S. distributor of the famous RubyMed products from Switzerland that change how you think. For a decade, he has helped over 1,000 people overcome their negative subconscious blocks, reach their financial goals, improve their relationships, and overcome past trauma. He has worked extensively with many doctors around the world. He was a lead clinician at the Hope For Cancer Medical Center in Tijuana, Mexico, and currently operates the Franson Center for Advanced Medicine. Welcome, Nick.
Dr. Courtney, it's a pleasure to be here.
How are you today?
I'm doing extremely well. I am in Idaho. Things are finally warming up, so it's nice.
Fantastic. So we have a lot to talk about. I'm so excited to hear about what you're doing. So tell me, where did you start in your career and where are you now?
Well, Dr. Courtney, I am a licensed acupuncturist, and I began my career actually in the pharmaceutical industry. I'm still repenting to this day a little bit, but essentially, it was a great sporting board, and I got a lot of great training of about, you know, pharmaceuticals. At the age of two, I had my very first son and all the wonderful things that come with having a child. At the age of two, after a particular incident, my son lost all eye contact. He wouldn't answer to his name. He lost all speech, and he just began to disappear. And he was later diagnosed with autism. My wife at the time took him to the pediatric psychiatrist, and the psychiatrist said, "Your son has autism. He's never going to walk. He's never going to speak again. He's going to become extremely violent. You're going to have to put him in a home because he's so violent. And here is some medication for him for depression, and here's some for you as well." So that was the beginnings of something's broken. Right? Something's broken in my life. Something's broken with the system. And that began me into the area of looking at naturopathic medicine because we had nothing else, right? We had no other options at that time for my son. And so my son and I, we went everywhere. We've been to Ukraine for stem cells. We went to India for specific treatments. He's been on shark stem cells. So many different things over the years. And that's really what got me interested in natural medicine and prompted me to get a license to do acupuncture and kind of explore how we can heal the body natural. And there's a lot of great things out there that will help us do that.
I love it. And I love the fact that so many of us, myself included, have these powerful stories where we start out in some kind of traditional path in our career and it totally transforms and changes based on our health care or a family member where we're just trying to help them. And it just sets forth a whole new path of interest and just opens the door to so many opportunities.
Yes, it does. And that's really what I think just that's the path that life takes sometimes is it's got a direction it wants you to go. And I think sometimes we have to remember that, you know, we can't waste our pain, doctor. You know, there is going to be pain. There's going to be heartache. There's going to be trouble. And we can let that consume us and destroy us and take away our joy. Or we can use that pain for good, where we can take those experiences and we can use those to help other people.
Absolutely. I always go with the mantra, like, you're always exactly where you're supposed to be. And sometimes you don't understand it in the moment. You know, why is this happening? Why do we have to go through this? Why us? Why my family? And then sometimes it turns out to be the biggest blessing when you have the healing, you know, through natural resources and you do all of these things. And when you get there, it just all makes complete sense.
It all makes complete sense. That's right.
So what was at the first point with your son? What is your son's name?
Jackson. His name is Jackson.
So with Jackson, when was the first time that you saw the real initial like healing? What was the first like aha moment that you had along your journey?
For healing with him? Well, Doc, there was a lot of things. He was very difficult. He's 18 years old now. He skied down a black diamond. He can ride a skateboard like a pro. He can run 3 miles with me. He still lacks the ability to have a real meaningful conversation. It's the expressive language. You can tell him, hey, go get dressed for school, go dump the trash, and he'll do it. He knows exactly what he needs to do. He's extremely happy, wonderful kid, but he's still missing some of that speech, right? This might be helpful for a lot of your listeners is I had a rule, 3 months, because when you're sick and you're struggling, you're trying all sorts of things and it can be very expensive, right? And with my son, we had the rule 3 months. All right, doc, or whatever it was, we were best docs here in the US, all over. I'll give you 3 months. If I can see some sort of measurable improvement in 3 months, I'll stick with whatever it is you're trying to tell me I should do. You know, no matter what the cost, I'll find a way to get it paid for. So for us, you know, we of course did the hyperbaric oxygen treatments, you know, the stem cells helped a little bit. All kinds of different therapies were really helpful. Some we did with emotional conditions, some of course just with brain chemistry. So I can't tell you, oh, this was the key to fixing everything. It seemed like we got lots of little bumps out of lots of little things.
That's awesome. So over the years, so this started when he was 2 and now he's 18. So it was 16 years. So when you initially started with your background in acupuncture, is that something that you started to basically help Jackson?
Of course, he got lots of acupuncture over the years. You know, at first he was standoffish, but he actually then began to be open to it. But it wasn't really something we did a lot with him because of it was needles and he has autism. It doesn't really work very well. So, you know, we did do it, but it was not a major portion of his treatment through the years.
I got you, which is cool. So my favorite, my jam as a functional medicine, even just a regular traditional pharmacist, as well as a functional medicine pharmacist, is supplementation. So, you know, whether it's, you know, things our body normally produces that we're lacking in, whether it's just the things that we know we're not getting enough from nutrition, down to looking at all of the different herbs and holistic treatments that there are in the world and all of the powerful things they can do. I know that, you know, holistic medicine has changed my life, my family members' lives in so many different ways. My big story is when I transformed off of a medication that I was on for 16 years and, you know, all from using an herb. So
nice.
Like such a powerful story. So, you know, tell me about supplements. Tell me about what you're using holistically with your patients to help them.
So there's a couple different varieties here. You know, we look at things like with my son, you know, I'll just talk about autism for a second. You know, some of the basics, you know, everyone should always be on a fish oil. You know, it's a no-brainer. The research is profound and it's substantial to show that, you know, those sort of supplements are just incredible for the brain and helping them with that. Right. Absolutely. So go ahead.
My last podcast was everybody needs omega.
Yeah. Yeah, those fatty acids that can only be found. I'll tell you just an interesting study about the omega-3 fatty acids. There was a study done in the Seychelles Islands. Maybe you're familiar with this. They actually, this area, the mothers they tested, they are fed, locals, mainly pilot whale. Okay. And you think about the food chain, the bigger the fish, the higher the mercury toxicity, or the higher mercury concentration. That's why they tell you tuna, you know, is an issue, right? Because it's a bigger fish. Pilot whale's an even bigger fish, right? And so they did in this study, they took about 1,000 women and they were eating pilot whale about 2 meals a day, almost every day, 4 to 5, 7 times a week. So you're thinking in the US, these kids are going to be loaded with mercury, right? They're going to have autism, all sorts of things. They followed the children and found that they all had very healthy brains. They all had high IQ scores. And the point of the study was the high omega-3 concentration act as a protective mechanism against the mercury and actually outweighed the risk of high mercury. So if you want a study that really kind of blows people away and the whole mercury sort of thing, that is a big one.
That's awesome. Omega, just so powerful. And that's just one portion of it. Brain health and autism is just from moms ingesting it when they're pregnant to breastfeeding and just trickles down. That's awesome. That's a cool study. And I know I never heard it before.
Yeah, lots of fun. Now, a lot of the stuff that I'm seeing in my patients nowadays, I've kind of taken a little bit of a turn, right? There's a lot of people out there that are dealing, functional medicine practitioners like us, that are using these sort of supplements. They're working with the brain chemistry. They're working these sort of things, and they're making great improvements. But I started to attract patients who said, Nick, I've already been through this stuff. You know, I've taken buckets of supplements for years. Do you want to see my cupboard? Do you want to see my cupboard? They say, you know, or they'll bring in a bucket of supplements, right?
Yep.
I've been through all the lab tests. I've got the ones out of Greece. I've got the ones out of France. I've got the, you know, all these lab tests. I've CTs, the MRIs. I'm full of chronic pain. I can't overcome my anxiety. I'm chronically fatigued. So there's a lot of people that do these supplements and know this biochemistry a lot better than I do. Okay. And so I got involved in a therapy that really changed my life and the life of my patients, where we began to look at, are there deeper issues involved with how we feel besides just our brain? Have old traumatic events, have learned negative behaviors, or inherited things that we got from our parents, are they at effect in how we think psychologically? And are they actually the main psychological underpinnings of why our physical bodies may not be feeling the way that we want them to? We call these psychosomatic illnesses, for example. And we found huge improvements by addressing this aspect of people's health and how it can improve their physical health overall.
I'm just blown away. I think it's amazing. And I can't wait to learn more about this. I can't wait to learn more about the products that you work with, because I know from my own experience, you know, like we were talking earlier before the podcast, when we were talking about, you know, when I went through my training in my yoga training, which was so much more, and we dealt with all of these things and really getting down to, you know, honing in on even just meditation and learning, you know, how to dig deeper into your own mind and body to let things surface that are kind of deep in there. And just even my own experience when I went through like Reiki training and how, you know, one very powerful thought and feeling that was really overcoming a lot of things in my life, how it was brought to a surface and came to a head. And it was so life-changing for me from then on. And I was using a lot of different, you know, I was using Bach flower back then, like very, you know, religiously. And it's amazing how when you're in tune with your body and these products, how what we were saying earlier about how things happen faster and, you know, more, you know, pattern-like, and whereas something that might take years to come to a head can really, you know, come to fruition much quicker when using awesome holistic therapies.
And when we use some of these deeper therapies that are worked more on the psycho-emotional sort of aspect, we really have to understand that this is a big driver. You know, we tend in our Western medical way of thinking to categorize and specialize. You got a problem with your kidneys? You're going to go see the nephrologist. All right. You got a problem with your brain? Well, you know, let's put you on something to alter your brain chemistry from the psychiatrist. But you cannot separate all the stuff that life is made of, right? You know, what happened to you as a child? What did your parents give you? You know, they give us good stuff and sometimes they don't, right? And that's a part of how it works. And then we go through, you know, life where we learn how we should be in life. And sometimes what we learn is not really helpful. And we pick up things and habits of how we should be that are really not good. So we really have found that we are driven by a lot of our subconscious mind. Okay. Patterns and behaviors are 95% predictable based on how we were programmed as a child. And these can be programmed as a child. And I can have patients that are 60 years old and they'll tell me, yep, this is a result of what happened to me as a child, for example, or happened in my teenage years, or happened in a relationship in my 20s. And now I just feel like I can't be loved. I can't open myself up again. And so these can affect the physical body. We can't separate them all together and say, oh, well, that's a problem with your heart. You know, there are other things at work here in these psychosomatic sort of illnesses.
It's all just mind blowing, and it makes so much sense. And it makes so much sense when I'm working with certain people. And, you know, whenever I go and I do like a comprehensive health review with a patient before I start working with them, and I give them this, you know, questionnaire to fill out. It's a very intense questionnaire. And I always tell them, you know, don't just blow through this and just do it on a whim. Like literally, like make yourself a cup of tea, nice herbal cup of tea, and get cozy and really hone in on everything, both physically and emotionally, from your childhood up until now, from like womb until present, because all of those things can bring up red flags and triggers that really, you know, dive deep and make things come to the surface. And people kind of sometimes, you know, in traditional Western medicine, you go and what do you have, like 6-7 minutes to talk to most doctors? Maybe you get like 10 or 12 with a specialist that you wait like 9 months to get into to see, you know, but, you know, going and doing this, and even great practitioners, it's just they're mandated by the insurance and what they've got to do. And they really don't have the time to listen. And sometimes it just takes listening to somebody and having them get out all of these different things, whether it's physically or emotionally, and really to start that healing process.
There's just so much to the body, right? And there's so much to take in. I'll give you one quick example. When we talk about these subconscious blocks, right? You know, things that we inherit. Dr. Rachel Yehuda, out of New York University, I believe, did a study on the survivors of Holocaust patients. So she found that, of course, when we go through traumatic events, right, this uploads our cortisol levels and can, you know, affect the brain chemistry and all sorts of things like that. She found that the children of Holocaust survivors, okay, these are the children. The parents have been through the Holocaust. They've made it out. They've now recovering and they've had children. The children of Holocaust survivors had higher cortisol levels than those whose parents had not been through the Holocaust. So even what has happened to our parents, the things that they have been through, can be transferred to offspring and set them up in a state where they're more apt to be a little more anxious, a little more apt to get more tired easily over time, and can control these sort of things. And so we have to look at how life actually affects the body and how we can heal people in that sort of an aspect.
So when you're working with patients and you're recommending different supplements for them and different holistic therapies in general, and people are coming to you with these past traumas, these things that are going on, whether they're surfacing and you know about them, I mean, do most people share with you, or is it something where, like, how do you initially, I mean, I know as you know, functional medicine practitioners, we usually, there's not a diagnosis piece that comes with it. It's more of like a, hey, let's talk about root cause and get to the bottom of what's going on. And, you know, from your point of view and your specialty that you're working with patients from that, you know, subconscious, you know, mental aspect, where do you start when you dive in? You know, obviously, you know, we talked about different therapies and going to a therapist, psychiatrist, you know, to treat things with actually speech therapy and actually going through the motions of just talking through it. Where do you start when you're recommending people, we want to start to, you know, to get those things to surface? We want to talk about, you know, balancing cortisol in the body. Like, where do you start?
So for me, first of all, I always recommend everyone have a good therapist. You know, by the time they get to me, they've already been in therapy for a while. They've tried lots. They've been to the psychiatrist. They've had all the blood work. So I'm looking at something from a different sort of an angle. Okay. And I tell people, bring everything that you have done, everything that you have and you believe that's worked for you. And let's see if we can't just add to it. Let's see if we can't take you to that next level. There's no reason for me to, say this is terrible or that's horrible or what you've been doing is wrong. It's part of everybody's journey. I'll give you an example of how I got involved in the products that I currently use. So about, it's almost 10 years ago, a little over 10 years ago, I was had left the pharmaceutical industry and I was working for a naturopathic company out of Canada. They were importing specific homeopathic remedies out of Switzerland. And these compounds were very unique. I'd never seen anything like it. They were designed to treat old emotional issues, past trauma, subconscious pre-programmed belief systems, things we've inherited. And so I remember one of the practitioners I work with says, well, if you're going to go, train doctors how to do this, you need to take the therapy yourself. Dr. Courtney, I grew up on a potato farm in Idaho. Okay. I'm the oldest of five kids. I grew up in a very small town. I had 64 in my graduating class. I had a great family. I had great parents. We got into not much trouble. I mean, the worst thing you could do in our town is, climb the city water tower, steal some stop signs and kiss too many girls. That was about the extent of it. Okay.
I was going to say cow tipping.
We've tried and it's a myth. I promise you it's a myth. I love it. So I had a great upbringing, talking trauma. I'm like, I just didn't have very much. So they tested me and we use a testing method in this procedure to find what combination of remedies you need. And the theme of the remedy came up with isolation. And I'm not a very isolated guy. I feel like, I get along well with people and whatnot, but I said, I'll take it. Within the first couple weeks, and one of the biggest side effects that you have with these particular remedies is vivid dreaming. And this is how we know that it subconsciously is at work. Now, in this particular case, and not often, but in this case, one night I had a dream and it was an old memory. And doctor, it was just like I was there. I saw myself walking out at grade school to go play on the playground. I'm walking out to go play with some friends on the baseball diamond. And two of my friends started to make fun of me. And I saw myself just turn around and walk, go play on the monkey bars with someone else. And then I woke up and it was as vivid as if I was just there. And I went through this theme of isolation. It was 3 months on this. And, I began to think, maybe I do isolate myself. Maybe I tend to not, talk about things if they need to be talked about. So this was the beginning of me that these remedies had a power to sort of go in and allow me to think differently, because maybe how I had been programmed based on my experiences had led me to think a way that wasn't exactly healthy. So that was kind of the first of, I'll tell you, several others, I'll give you another example here. I had a patient who came to me, she had an eating disorder, for 10 years, right? And all the troubles that had come with that. And she said, I knew, as I look back, I know exactly, now that we're talking about this, how this happened. She said, I was a track star and I was, I was healthy. I was in good shape. I was, happy with my body. And I got on a scale before a track meet. And my coach says, oh, you're 2 pounds overweight. And for this woman, we have, when we're faced with information, we can accept it or we can reject it, right? You're crazy. I'm not listening to you. But in this case, and with whatever was going on in her life, she accepted that belief that her body wasn't the way that it needed to be, that it wasn't thin enough, it wasn't pretty enough. And this began a cycle of behavior that became catastrophic. We're talking cavities beyond, teeth that needed to be pulled, because when these eating disorders in the acid, we're talking unlimited amount of cavities, right? 60, 70 cavities over a decade. You know, these are examples of how certain ways of thinking can begin to affect us, not only mentally, emotionally, but physically. And she had chronic fatigue, you know, of course, all the things that come with a body image. And so these remedies seem to have the ability to go in and sort of root out some of these old belief patterns that we've accepted that are negatively impacting our health.
It's amazing. And I feel like, you know, you look at these things and it's like I had a very similar experience to that. So I had one of my friends and colleagues, we did this process where it's hypnotherapy. And she actually, we did two podcasts. We did like an initial one and we did an after one with my results. And she actually did the process with me. And like you, it was so crazy how, you know, when she put me under hypnosis, and it was so weird because it was like, what am I going to feel like? What is this going to be like? And it was, you know, I was very aware of like what was going around, like my surroundings and everything. It was just like, I was just in this deeper, like subconscious level, but she took me back to like, she asked me questions and she took me back to like three different episodes in my life. And like you said, it was wild. I felt like I was there. She took me to this place where I just remembered, like you said, being somewhere and walking away, almost the same situation. And you know, these things that I was not expecting that were affecting me after, you know, 30 something years later, I was like, oh my gosh. So the mind is a powerful thing. And, you know, that it can lead to so many different things physically when you don't take care of those things that are deep rooted.
And that's really the key, you know, as if you, you know, we're talking just about the mind and how it affects us, right? Of course, it's going to be associated with anxiety. It's going to be associated with depression and OCD and all these other sorts of things. But this is like we were talking earlier. You can't just separate the mind from the body, right? That is a emotional weight. It's we're all carrying a backpack of rocks, right? And those are rocks in the backpack. And they will eventually, they make the body tired. They'll cause an organ to not function correctly. They'll cause, you know, chronic fatigue. They can cause chronic pain. And when you unload one of these rocks, it unloads everything from the whole system. And so the body can all of a sudden take a breath and now say, okay, now I can heal that skin issue that I've been dealing with, right? Or I'm able to work on the gastrointestinal problem that I've been taking probiotics for a decade and hasn't really worked that well. Once we are able to relieve some of these things, the body has the ability to do a lot of things to make it heal.
Absolutely. And I always tell people that, you know, that come to for a specific, you know, ailment, or whether it's physical, mental, and you know, it's all, you can't separate this from the body. So when you're looking on a path to healing, it's not just about one thing specifically. And I always say too, like, you can't just single out one system in your body. If you're having, you know, an issue, you know, like you were saying, you have a kidney situation, you go to the nephrologist, you have a brain situation, the neurologist. You really need to look at the body as a whole. And it's not just about, okay, you know, taking a supplement or eating right. It's about all of it and getting the physical activity in and learning how to settle your mind down and create, you know, peace and meditation and learn how to get your body into that relaxed state so that you can, you know, rejuvenate and replenish and heal. So in your experience, what would you say, I mean, what are some of the main things that people come with you for physical ailments that really is kind of more deep rooted, you know, like we were talking about subconsciously when you're seeing people, like what kind of things are people coming with? I know a lot of times, you know, I have a lot of people with, you know, migraines. Migraines is one of the biggest things where I feel like it's so tricky because there's so many different environmental triggers. But I also think that there's a lot of stress factors that are a component with it. Do you have people in this, you know, in this area that come to you for help? Both that and like also, what is your most like your best, like the first thing that comes to mind when you think of somebody that you've worked with that has healed? And it's like one of those like powerful stories that you're like, wow.
So one thing you know, when we want to look at, it's two questions there. So, you know, so the first
very loaded questions.
That's right. So, let's start with the last one first, and then we'll work our way back. Right. So when we look at different cases, you know, I had a couple boys that came to me. This was about 5 years ago. Their mother brought them in. They were wearing masks. This was before masks were around. Okay. And I thought, you know, I wonder what's going on here. And they came in, they sat down, and I started doing some testing. And I realized, okay, there's something going on here in the liver. And, you know, there's some emotional stuff. And their mom says, well, they have both of them have an issue where their body doesn't make antibodies. Really? She goes, yeah, they don't have IgG. They don't have IgM. And that we're in and out of the emergency room all the time with colds and coughs because they become life-threatening. And they said that they might need a liver transplant. One of them is going to need a liver transplant. The oldest one's going to need a liver transplant. And the immunologist is like, this is just what we, you know, we've been with the immunologist every 2 months forever.
Are these boys twins?
No, they were not twins. They were about 2 years apart.
But brothers. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, I don't know what's going on. This is beyond me. Right. You know, I'm not an immunologist. I mean, of course I know how important antibodies are and how they create memory to, you know, fight infections, for example, among probably a host of other things. So I just did my thing. We started working on some of our emotional stuff and targeting things. And, I gave them some homeopathic remedies and I sent them on their way. I saw them about 3 months later. I've actually had many of my patients call the mother because they didn't believe my story. So they actually did. It actually did happen. 3 months later, they come bounding in. There's no masks. And I'm like, all right, how's everybody doing? And the mom says, look at this. And she shows me blood work, IgM. Almost normal, IgG, almost normal. And I'm like, are you kidding me? I said, well, what did the immunologist said? And he said, well, this is not supposed to happen.
Mind blown.
He's like, I guess keep doing what you're doing. And she said, he didn't know what to say. You know, he did not know what to say, but I got a lot of referrals out of that day. I mean, like 20 or 30 over the years, right? So, you know, what we do is very unique, but it's very powerful when we can address some of these sort of things. And you mentioned so that was the second question. The first question you mentioned is, what can this help with? So the method that I use has come out of Switzerland. All right. It's a unique homeopathic remedies that were developed by a doctor there to treat deep-seated emotional conditions. They did a study in Switzerland. Can't do these here in the US, right? But in Switzerland, they did a study, 11 different clinics, over 1,000 patients were treated with this method for about a year. We tell patients, come on this for a year. We're going to make some huge progress in your physical health. Now, these patients, they were categorized with all kinds of different things. So they had neurological symptoms, depression, anxiety, chronic pain, migraine headaches. They had skin issues, psoriasis, eczema. They had gastrointestinal problems. Just everything you can throw at with the kitchen sink, okay? They found over the course of 12 to 15 months on the therapy, the patients were asked to rank their results. Okay. And they were able to rank the results as excellent, very good, satisfactory, or no improvement. 86.6% of the patients rank the therapy as excellent, very good, or satisfactory. Okay. So that's a huge result for self-reporting, especially over a year. You might get more of a placebo if this happened for a month. Yeah, you know, I feel great in a month. But a year, there's roller coasters. They go up and they go down, right? And so for someone to a year to be able to say, you know, this is my results, that was a huge study for us. And so what I do now is work with these particular remedies to treat the subconscious blocks that really affect our thinking and affect our physical health.
That's awesome. So what are some of the main things that people come with that, you know, that you see as a, like, almost like a repeat pattern with people?
I see a lot of people that are starting to come now mainly because of life. Okay. I'm in a divorce and things are an absolute mess. You know, I've been trying to heal from what happened to me as a child, and I know that's associated with this. Oh yeah, by the way, my GI system's an absolute disaster. Oh, and by the way, I have chronic migraines and I'm in chronic pain and I have Lyme disease. So I'm at the point now where people are coming and they're starting to realize I've got some mental, emotional issues that I need help with. And oh yeah, if you can help those things, that's great, because I've been trying to treat them forever and I'm not really getting the results that I want. And so, you know, for example, I had a, actually another lady who I did a podcast interview with, right? Her and I were talking about this and she had severe allergies to nuts. And we started talking about this and she said, oh yeah, I've done this therapy and I've done that therapy and I'm doing, you know, I'm doing pretty well. And I asked her, I says, how long you been allergic to nuts? Oh, you know, I think maybe 15 years, sometime when I was a kid. All right. Do you remember a time in life when you weren't allergic to nuts? Yeah, I remember watching TV with my parents and we were eating pistachios and we were just eating them like crazy and having a great time. When did it begin to have this allergy? She's probably in my early teenage years. What was going on during that time? She's like, that's when my parents divorced. And she started to think, I was never allergic to tree nuts before this as a young adult. Now, was there other things involved, immunological response? It could be an environmental factor. I'm not saying that other factors could not have existed, but there was an event that happened during that time, traumatic, most likely. And this event was probably one of a few rocks put into the backpack that caused the body to say, you know what, I'm struggling. And an allergy, we all know, is an indication of an immunological response, where it's reacting to something that it should not be reacting to. So there's lots of these little things that happen that if we can deal with what's happening to us on a mental, emotional level, and we can unlock some of the stuff that's gone on in the past, this is often the key. It's the iceberg. The iceberg, you see the tip of the iceberg, but beneath it's this huge iceberg. If we can deal with what's going on at the root, which is often life's experiences and how we deal with them, we can make huge progress in our physical health.
My mind is blown and I'm not even sure what I want my next question to be, because I just had like four things trigger off in my brain. I'm like, oh my gosh. So like, I truly believe that makes complete sense. So looking at it from a point of view of, you know, taking the standpoint from, you know, when things are wrong in the body. So it's, you know, the trigger of events. So whether it's, you know, you're stressed and your adrenals are off, you're producing more cortisol, that's throwing off your sleep patterns. It's throwing off your weight. It's triggering all these other things going on. So, you know, I'm curious to see, like, is it something that this person in specific in particular, you know, is it something where, you know, after all of these years, is she healing from, not sure how old she is, how long it's been since that she's had this allergy? Is this something that she's been like rechecked on to see, like with allergy testing, does she still have this allergy? Is it something that she's like working through? You know, all of these new allergies, you know, I don't know. When we were kids, it just seems like none of these allergies were so present. And yes, they did exist. To say that they didn't is not true. But, you know, I don't know what it's like in Idaho, but in Pennsylvania, I mean, people, you can't bring a treat into school with peanuts in it. There's like a specific lunch table that the kids with a peanut, if they want to bring in your peanut butter sandwich that day, you got to sit at the special table. Like, it's a thing. So I'm curious to you know, dive into that deeper to see. And I know you don't have all the answers, you know, but it's mind-boggling to think that an event can trigger that.
So this is psychosomatic illnesses. Psyche is the mind, soma is the body. They're interrelated. You can't just be like, oh, you know, this is just a random occurrence. It just happened to be when I was going through college and broke up with my boyfriend and failed one of my tests for one of my classes. And no, they're all interrelated. The body can't be separated like that. But I do want to make you mention, don't ignore the physical, right? There's a lot of things out there to say, yeah, you know, we need to address your cortisol levels. They're awfully high. Or yeah, your sleep patterns are off. Let's put you on some good supplements to help regulate the brain chemistry. I'm all for that. I'm even for, you know, normal pharmaceuticals to get me through a pinch. If I've got serious depression, anxiety, and I am struggling to get through it, you know, and I think a medication might happen, I of course would like to try everything else first before I go that route. But, you know, go on it for a while if it can get you out of a pinch while we work on dealing with the deeper level. But I don't want you to be on that forever. So don't ignore the physical. So I don't want to confuse that as, oh, everything's just mental and emotional. No, that's not the case. There are physical, clearly physical symptoms and diseases. What I want to relate is there's a connection to many of those physical ailments that might and often have mental, emotional, psychological underpinnings. Okay. So let's just talk a little bit about how do we form these subconscious blocks? How do they actually come? Okay. We talked about things that we can inherit from our parents, right? When we can be naturally a little more anxious, like according to that study with the Holocaust survivors, I'm naturally more anxious. That's certainly a way it can be happen. The next one is learned behavior. Like we give the example of the teenager with the eating disorder. She learned something that was not okay for her, but she accepted it as true. And that changed and caused a host of physical ailments in her body, you know, chronic headaches, chronic pain, dental decay, all these sort of things. But that was caused by the way she thought, which changed her behavior, which of course caused her physical ailments. The last one is trauma. Science has clearly proven when we undergo a traumatic event, and it could be a divorce, it could be, you know, the death of a loved one, it could be being stressed out of college. It's different for everybody. It doesn't have to be, I was, you know, beaten as a child. You know, that's an extreme example, but there's more of that out there than you would believe, right? And so we know these things change brain chemistry. We know that these sort of events have a physical effect on the body. And they will often then begin to shape the person's outlook in life. It will also change their behavior, and it can also affect them physically. So these are the three ways that these subconscious blocks are actually formed. So if we can go in and we can help unload those, and begin to give you the ability to think differently, with that also comes the ability for the physical body to release the stress associated with that event and can lead to healing. So those are the main ways that these subconscious blocks are formed. And the treatment that we use out of Switzerland is designed to change how you think, really. It allows these blocks to kind of be melted away, and you have the ability to just be a different person, the person you were meant to be.
It's true. And I can't wait to try this protocol, these supplements, because, you know, we can all use healing and we can all use that check in with, hey, what's going on? Why am I feeling this way? Whether it's just for a general overall meh feeling, or whether, you know, you have a chronic health condition that you just want to get to the bottom of.
Right. And it's, and even for, and even those who are high achievers, right? You know, my life's doing good, but I know I want more out of it. So, you know, those kind of people are great too, because they're blocked by, you know, whatever happened in life. You know, I mean, I think of Lance Armstrong, right? You know, we all know the story of Lance Armstrong, and, you know, he had a, you know, his original dad left him. His stepdad came in and was fairly abusive. And that was a source of anger for Lance. And that's what drove him in his life, you know? So here, you know, we have high achievers who are doing what they're doing. Unfortunately, it led him to make some bad decisions, but others may be just driven by some unknown past source of conflict, that may just be sitting back there and is not in their best interest overall. So we can take a lot of these things and help people come to a place where they can really be happy.
I love it. And you are making a true impact in the world and for so many, you know, individuals. And that's awesome. So kudos to you for all of the work that you're doing.
Well, thanks so much for having me on. It's really been a pleasure.
Thank you so much for being on. And I know we have to podcast again because there are so many, we could continue this conversation all day. It's so fascinating to me. So thank you so much for being on.
Yeah. Thank you, doctor. I really appreciate it. It's been a lot of fun.
Thank you so much for listening to the Balanced Wellness Solutions podcast. Please leave a 5-star review if anything in this show spoke to you, or share this show with a friend to spread the word and help others find the balance they may also be searching for. Make sure to follow along with me on LinkedIn or Instagram at Dr. Courtney with a K, Ciccoletti, or check out my website at www.wellness-solutions.co to find out how we can possibly work together. Be well.